Why is everybody claiming cold when they?
Because I know what the symptoms are for this.
Because everyone's just saying, "Oh yeah, I got a cold. I got a cold." My mum said the same thing.
You know how many people have got a cold right now? My mum coughed. I said, mummy, we can't just be coughing like that no more.
How do you know it's a cold?
You got, why didn't we just do a joint podcast though? Because like that would have saved everyone a whole lot of time.
I had that thing and you banned me. And you had a cheek to come over to me. They banned me when I had a cold.
Ace was
no, we didn't bang you. I just didn't want to get the, I didn't want to get the Ronas.
So what about this man?
Bro, have you got Ronas, bro?
No, bro. Let's just start recording.
We're recording.
The Ronas.
No, we need to make a decision right now.
Bro, you know what the worst thing is?
Have you got the Ronas?
You're not well, bro.
Have you got the Ronas, bro?
No, you don't. Bro, I just... What, you think I'd go and pick up Vienna Grace if I had it?
Who wants pop chips?
Bro, you might be selfish. If I had Ronas, I'll be driving around the cab.
What am I getting out of picking up Vienna Grace and wrapping up with...
Why is Ronas so funny? What?
Can you start recording?
Bro? I've been recording for fucking a minute and 10 seconds. What's wrong with you? I told everybody I was recording.
So where are you going now for me?
Go
and
get
a
from the car.
Oh,
no.
Thank you, fam. We're here, bruv. Am I on?
Everyone's
okay,
in.
Okay, start the podcast. It's how you normally start the podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat. I ain't got no headphones today, so I don't
everyone's
know how
getting
this
a bit uncomfortable
anymore.
Right now.
It's late. We're trying to avoid the Ronas.
Oh, no, wait. Are you really?
Femi's going outside.
Let him do what he's doing. Bro, are you in a position to make noise right now? You should be going yard. Like, yeah? Man's calling out. Next man, and you're not feeling well. In a day like this. What? You know what happened to me 2 weeks ago? I got told to keep my blood clot at yard.
Yeah, that's because we was recording in the studio and we didn't
So what?
Have...
Now the space and opportunity
yeah,
is fine.
Distancing now. This is social distancing.
But you know, life is a struggle right now.
Yeah,
what's it like? What's it like on the road for you? Real talk, because
let me give you a breakdown of right now why I'm so highly strung. I started at 8 this morning, yeah.
Yeah.
And I finished at 6.
Yeah.
I had 4 jobs.
Nah, real talk.
And one of them jobs was £7.40. That tells you where I'm at right now.
I know. Real talk.
That's what it is right now.
Is it that bad,
bro? It is dire. I've never seen it. I'm considering just handing back the cab next week because I can't work like this. You can't work.
Really?
I can't afford to pay the rent of the cab.
So you was out for
8 this morning till 6. Yes. 4 jobs.
You know you should go and wait.
Huh?
At the hospital.
Do?
You should go. you should just go and wait at the hospital for people.
For who? For no one.
For people that are leaving the hospital.
Ace, good strategy, man.
Am I lying? That's where people are.
Your business.
No one ain't leaving the hospital, bro. No one ain't leaving hospital, Ace.
Yeah, man, he won't get the Ronas.
No one ain't leaving hospital.
I've seen Lee drink about a gallon of whiskey. He can.
Why are you calling it the Ronas, man?
It's the Ronas, bro.
The Rona.
Do you know what COVID-19 stands for?
Yes, coronavirus 2019.
Who told you?
Is that what it is?
Is that true?
How come she? No, that is true. But how come she knows that? That was going to be my facts for everyone. COVID-19 stands for Coronaviral Disease 2019.
Okay.
Because it started in 2019.
Have we got any... You know what's funny? I was about to ask you if we've got any more information, but one of our avid listeners has gone back and started listening to the podcast from the beginning, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, she came into the shop today. She was like, the amount of stuff that you lot have said over the years,
some came
to fruition, some didn't. Like when you said about Boris Johnson switching to jump on this Brexit thing because he wants to follow the wave to get into power, obviously that happened. But we also done a podcast where we were talking about Donald Trump will never get into power, bloody bloody blah. We've done some. She's been listening. She goes, some of the stuff that you man have said, some of it has been.
We're like the Simpsons.
Yeah. Some of it like that.
The Boris thing,
but there's been some major fails. Some major fails.
Yeah, but you know, that's
some major fails.
That's part of speculation, isn't it? We speculate. We have to speculate to accumulate.
There you go.
Absolutely.
How has Corona's affected the film industry, my friend?
You know what? It's not... So I shot a short film last week. It was fine. And then I'm in the edit on that. I start tomorrow on the edit. We started last week, but I start going in tomorrow. But then I was on a phone call today with a label and they were like, we were asking them about budgets for music videos. And they were like, we're not shooting any videos for the indefinite future because we can't insure them.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things shut down, man.
The whole thing shut down.
It makes sense. Like I've got a feeling. This is our podcast. Thank
can you not make noise when you come in, please? Honestly, can you have some respect for people's show? Because out of order. It's late, we're tired, and we're all feeling ratty.
We've got some girls in the background.
God's sake, gosh.
I think the basketball thing will definitely get affected. It's already been pushed back till August sometime. And I've just got a feeling that no public events are going to happen.
At all.
This year.
I don't think I'm DJing until 2021 again.
Them ones.
Even your thing on the end of the month.
I've had every booking cancelled so far.
So is that shut down?
That's the only thing that hasn't been cancelled. But it's inevitable. I'm sure.
Because you know what?
What is it? They said gatherings are more than 500 people.
Yeah.
Mm. Clubs only.
Yeah, but if they turn around and start shutting,
apparently they're gonna have everything on lockdown ASAP.
You know what is that? So who's actually gonna want to go out anyway?
Well, this is what I was going to say. If you still had the event on, it might be just us. And we'll be posted up in all four corners.
With masks on.
You understand?
Mad.
Dressed like Lee.
I'll bet less people coming in to get their haircut.
For me, I had one cancellation on Saturday just gone, and he cancelled last week Saturday. I got a feeling it's something to do with the corona. He probably won't tell me till after, but that's minor. But I don't know if it's the kind of paranoia or... I'm like, always seem to be a bit quieter. Darren said he's busier.
Really?
Funny enough. But Darren's busier because a lot of customers know it's about to get locked down. So they want their trim before.
They want to look buff because 14 look buff days
for their Insta story.
In their yard.
For that Insta story.
I don't know
man.
Why. But me, I don't think I've noticed it. I had a couple people not turn up, but these people are flaky anyway. Like, so I'm not putting that down to it. So.
So Lee's been hit the worst, basically.
I got hit the worst, blood. I'm dying.
Is that the case with all of your cabbie brethren? Because obviously you know 100%.
You can't be different from anyone else. It is mad random.
No, it's quiet out here. I'm not going to lie. Even driving around.
You see, it's eerie, isn't it?
There's not, like, it's like, you know that period between Christmas and New Year?
Yeah.
That's what it's like right now outside.
I waited 4 hours for a job. I was empty for 4 hours.
So you see when you're empty for a job, are you just sitting somewhere in your cab?
But if you ever sit in a job, you know, it comes to a point where you just start driving around looking for a job. I'm looking in people's eyes. I'm looking as I'm driving past in your eyes. You want to go somewhere? Bro, it's mad. I don't think you know what the scary thing is, because you always have that fear in my world anyway.
Yeah.
That could be the case. That could be the end of the trade. You know, you can come out one day and what happens if someone don't put a hand out? You get to the station and they're empty. That's your livelihood. That's that one fear that you have. And it's happening. I'm just hoping that it just blows over.
Do you know what somebody wrote on the gram? You know when you cook rice and pasta? We never cook the right amount. Mm. You know how many times we put excess rice and excess pasta and we got to dash it away? See, with them times that where Lee didn't want to work, he wanted to live the high life?
Ooh. True, boy. You start thinking.
I've even thought a couple of times I've turned away customers. You know, like out of principle, like, I've said I'm leaving at 6, I'm going at 6. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking, boy, if I done a couple extra
20 certain quid.
I'll do that once a week over the last year. That's a lot of money, isn't it? Cutting one extra person a week over, do you know what I mean? No, you can't open that. We've had bare complaints about eating on go outside.
But they're not even on the mic.
They can hear that. They can hear that.
The bus in the toilet.
She's going to the toilet. Packet or Chris.
So what going for your kids, Ace? Are their schools closing? What's going on?
My oldest one's school's just closed today.
For how long?
Easter's in 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was like, so you're off in the next
the
2 weeks?
We're trying to hold out.
Till Easter, innit? So she's like, no, I'm actually off for the next month because she'll have 2 weeks for Easter and she's off for 2 weeks. My son has to go to school though.
My sons are going to school. And one of them said, Mummy, why are schools still open?
For real?
Today? And their mum said, well, because she's a teacher as well. She's like, well, the government might not feel that it's not hard to take notes, because I was just listening to their bands and I thought, oh, this might be good material for the podcast. Mm. Well, the government might not feel it's necessary because young people are not really dying from the virus and they're not being affected. And also, if they stop schools, then all businesses stop. And the government are trying to keep the economy going because parents would have to take time off because grandparents are going to be adversely affected, and people, you know, parents would just stop going to work. Mm. And then she was like, well, and in other countries like Singapore, the kids didn't have the virus and they sent them off school too early. And then by the time they returned, they brought the virus back to school.
Yeah.
So they gave it to more people, so it made it worse. So it's a matter of timing, basically. And then my son was like, well, I still don't agree. And then walked off. And then walked off.
Yeah, it's confusing, though. Like, for the Prime Minister to say, oh, yeah, we need to close all theatres, pubs, clubs, all of these things, but yeah, the schools can stay open, doesn't really
the reason
sense.
The Prime Minister is not actually closed any of these things. He said they would recommend people not going to these things because allegedly, like, the government have had a lot of the Tory party had a lot of investment from insurance companies, and the insurance companies basically, if the government says everywhere has to be closed, then everyone can claim insurance. But if the government says it's fine, keep them open, but avoid going there, then you can't. If you lock off your business,
that's your business.
Yeah.
I see it now. Makes sense. Now.
That's your business, and so the government are trying not to, like. Obviously, that will be a massive. That will probably it won't kill the insurance industry because they bump every single one of us day in, day out anyway by never really paying out. But it will massively affect that business. That's kind of usually cash rich.
I heard that they're putting out, they're going to start giving out some loans. And I heard, for the first time I started using my own common sense. Mm-hmm. So they said they're going to give out loans, 6 months interest free to help business get back. But knowing that after 6 months, you probably won't pay back that loan. And the interest rates on that loan will probably be major.
Yeah, of course.
So people was arguing, why not just give interest-free loans out?
A grant,
to help
yeah.
the economy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is how vindictive the government are. That is mad.
And also, they're giving out loans to businesses. So, like, they're giving out loans to small businesses and businesses. So, and they're introducing three-month mortgage payment. They're freezing mortgage payments for 3 months and all of that. And some people are arguing, like, obviously, what about people that rent? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And also, if you have a business and you can take out a loan, the business not. The idea is that the Tory government, obviously, is committed to the idea of, like, money trickling down. So if we give businesses money, then they're likely to pass it on to their staff. But since when did business, like, set about not keeping money to themselves? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So the idea is that a lot of businesses are letting people go already. Like, you know, people. And also, there's a lot of people. Our country has one of the most liberal labour markets in Europe.
Okay.
Right? In that you can hire and sack someone easy in England. Like, more than anywhere else in Europe. Like,
even
I don't know about across the world, but
Europe.
In...
Even though we're not in Europe, but...
We still are, bro.
Well,
We still are.
Mm.
Brexit is on pause right now. I don't think...
Man, Brexit... We ain't getting none of that European money to help us.
All
it's
of
peak
that,
for us.
No, but all of that is on pause. We're still in the EU. Like, as far as that we're concerned, that's on pause right now. And that's not even... That was not never going to happen until December anyway, until the deal. But ultimately, we've got one of the biggest, like, you know...
Do you think this could stop it?
Nah. Brexit is Brexit, bro. There'll be riots from the Brexit people.
Yeah, but this what we're going through now is unprecedented in our lifetime.
Nor was Brexit. So, like, I don't think the people that wanted Brexit have long memories, and I think they're still going
to
force it.
The financial deals that have to be put in place to secure Brexit and a smooth Brexit, as you said with your film and the soundtrack, a lot of companies are just going to turn around and say, listen, we can't put our name on that no more. We got to hold that off until... Because, you know what?
I think it will delay it. I don't think it will stop
that,
it.
I mean, yeah, not... I don't mean do a full U-turn, but I think definitely delay it.
I think the whole world has got higher priorities than Brexit right now.
Well, trust me.
Absolutely. But then I think this is what's going on right now, why things are taking so long, because so many laws are being rushed through Parliament that we're not even looking at. So that when things pop off in August, September, October, November, December, oh, it's a law, we passed it, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? But
no, that's what a lot of people are saying, that, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy going on anyway. There's a lot of...
I'm tired.
Should we go through the conspiracy?
The conspiracy theories.
Can we do that?
Do you want to hear the wildest ones?
What's
ones?
The wild gun?
Not the wildest ones, but the ones that you've heard.
Should I start?
Yeah,
can I start with the one? All right, so the one about Bill Gates. Did you hear that one?
No, tell us.
So
Bill Gates. So obviously there was that video that went viral of Bill Gates talking about the fact that there was a virus that was coming, and that was the biggest threat to the modern world. Not a war. A virus is coming. So then I read a few conspiracy theories about Bill Gates. The two ones that stick out in my mind are that he actually created this virus so that he could then sell the vaccine to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he recently stepped down from Microsoft.
The chairman of Microsoft last week.
Is part of the reason why that's happened.
Okay.
Then I heard, this is the 5G one.
5G
scared me. 5G one.
Can you
break down the 5G one?
I didn't really, like, I can't really break it down as such, but the 5G one is that actually every time the world agrees to bring in a new transmission system, their humans react to it because we conduct electricity. So, like, humans react to it in an adverse way. So microbiology, like humans, anything that's alive on the planet reacts to it adversely. And that leads us to, like, have this flu-like symptom, but it's our body just reacting in a negative way to the introduction of this system. And the guy's argument is that, well, 5G was the first fully 5G city in the world is Wuhan, which is where the coronavirus started. And so, and he said, he talks about the fact that actually every time there's been an epidemic all around the world over the past 100 years, it's been because there's been, like, radio transmission. Then there was satellite transmission. But every time, there's, like, a flu-like thing to go with it. And it's always, like, the Spanish flu, the Hong Kong flu, this type of flu, because people have flu-like symptoms. But really, it's because, like, they're installing these systems. And then once the system's installed, basically, when the system's been installed, people either die or they survive. The body goes into fight or fright or whatever they call it. Do you know what I mean? So you either die or you work through it. You're shocked, but then you survive it. You get used to it.
Yeah.
And that argument is that that's what's going on with the 5G.
Wow.
The funniest one is that Idris Elba was paid peas to, like, pretend that he got it so that black people could believe
that we can get it. That's terrible.
That's funny, though. It did look a bit acted, though, no?
No, not at all, man.
Everyone that messaged me that video said it looks like he's acting in the video.
It doesn't, but, like, his girl looked like she was acting. Sad.
That's what I heard. That his girls
doing a lot. Yeah.
One of the ones that I heard was that they purposely gave Idris the virus so he couldn't be the Black James Bond. I was like, what?
Wow.
Do you know what I heard? I heard, this is how mad it is, this is what I heard. I heard that Bill Gates, what's his name, the actor in Australia?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks got caught in a paedophile ring.
What?
Yeah, got caught in a paedophile ring. And this was to divert the attention away from it.
Wait, what do you mean? As in,
so they were in some Tom big Hanks paedophile ring that was about to come out and get exposed.
Yeah.
And this was to divert the attention
what?
From that ring.
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks is that big that their manager sent a virus around the world.
They were about to get exposed. I'll send you the clip. They were about to get exposed for some big paedophile ring. There's a few celebrities in there in this link that I'm going to send you, yeah? But if Tom Hanks was the main one...
No, let me
one,
look at it on your phone.
I'll send it to you.
Nah. No. I'll watch it on your phone.
Why does that sound too real to you?
Yeah.
Not Tom Hanks, man.
That's
why not?
No, man, it's Tom, innit?
You done that about Bill Cosby.
Nah, it's Tom, man. It's Tom Hanks.
That's one thing. You know, you see me right now.
Yeah, you don't trust no one.
Bruv, you know what? It's not that I don't trust anyone. You see, my question is, why not?
Because it's Tom Hanks, man.
What does that mean?
It's what I was speaking to you guys about, the default to truth. Do you get what I'm saying? We always, like, trust people to be telling the truth.
That's true.
Where we need TV to question stuff sometimes.
Bro.
Tom Hanks is Woody, though, man.
Say that again?
He's Woody.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people
behind it,
that,
There's a lot of people that love Woody Allen.
No,
but some of the stuff that he's done has been very questionable, fam.
For real.
Yeah, nah, bruv. That you know what it is? I'm not turning around saying yes, he did, because I don't know these people. I'm not even really. But my first point of call is, but why not? That's all I'm saying.
I want to know why toilet paper's moving like gold.
Yeah, why toilet paper?
Why toilet paper?
Because
if it gets peaked, use your hand.
Because people are sheep.
What?
People are sheep.
What?
Bro,
why
are we using our hands? Wait, if it gets real peak out here, are you telling me you're drilling for toilet paper?
I'm not using my hand.
Definitely not using my hand.
What, your hand on water to use your soap?
Wait,
I'll wash it. I'll do a little wash.
No, I'm not.
So you have to make moves.
You jump in the shower. Definitely.
Okay, look at it like this, yeah? Look at it like this. How many times do you go to the toilet a day?
Once, if that.
Right, now, you see me? You man cuss me all the time.
Mm.
I've got a bag of clothes. I give clothes away to that woman who comes here every month.
Where are you going with this?
Fam, I've got a pair of old tracksuit bottoms that I would just cut up. Cut that into pieces and wipe with that.
Yeah, but where are you going to be throwing it away?
Bruv, what?
Bruv, wait.
So when your baby shits, do you not throw the baby grinder in the washing machine? What's wrong with you, bro?
I don't have no pity for that. But
No.
When I need to bust a lock, that's the last thing I'm thinking about.
What is?
Drawing for some old tracksuit bombs.
No, David will cut bare pieces. You have the pieces ready.
I cut bare pieces.
David's a man that
to clean my car with.
Just have it ready.
You see that cupboard under my
what did you say? David will use carrier bag.
David will use carrier bag.
You see me? You see how I'm loaded up, you know? You see how I'm listening?
When I did an IV for you, and he came with his shower cap, and it said, asthma.
Hey!
Wait, the shower cap said Asda.
It said Asda.
Oi,
make your life taste better. I said this, brother.
No, you know what it is? My dreads are too long to fit in a shower cap.
So you just got to put a bag on
it. So I got to put them in plastic bags. See, when I travel, even ask Ash, bare plastic bags. I've got plastic bags stuffed in under my shoes.
But when he's staying in his five-star, he uses a Waitrose bag.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you see, like, I put all of my trainers in bags, in individual bags, then put them in my suitcase. So I've got bare, and then I keep a couple bags separately. You don't know what I go on.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's how I'm moving, cuz.
Go on.
That's
did you load up on the trailer on that then?
Do you know what? You see the DIY next door?
Yeah.
I just bought bare toilet roll from there.
Oh,
you see the ones that we use in the barbershop?
Yeah.
I just bought bare toilet roll from there. You know what it is? It's because if I need it, I don't want to be scrambling. Even though my mum's got bare, my mum just buys in bulk like that anyway.
Mm.
But I was chatting to Tash this evening, yeah. And you know, like, the vulnerable. And I'm not talking about the vulnerable to get ill. I'm talking about the vulnerable, i.e. the elderly, that don't have the money to be able to go and bulk buy or aren't physically capable of hitting the shops and doing the hustle and bustle and stacking up a trolley with how many, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I praise Iceland and whatever shops that have done it, where they're opening, I think, 2 hours earlier in the mornings, and their shops only open to the elderly.
That's sick.
So elderly can go in there, do their thing. Because imagine you're like 70, 75 years old, and you're just trying to get little bits and pieces, and there's big people acting the arse, grabbing this, grabbing that. Bruv, I feel it for them. Like, I honestly feel it for them. So even though I know I've got far too much toilet roll, like, real talk, no, I have. I've got far, like, in my boot, I've got far too much toilet roll. If it gets to the point where it's like, yo, I'm low, bruv, come around, take one of mine. Like, I think,
Just one.
Bruv, whatever it is, but I think it has to get that. Like, real talk, man's ran out of pasta, bro. I don't think it will get to that. But if it does, bruv, I've got rice. Come and get some rice. I've got meat. Like, I think that's how we need to be thinking. Whatever you've got excess of, be prepared to look at that neighbour that you might never have spoken to, but you see they're under pressure. Or whoever, like, yo, hold that. Like,
I don't understand panic buying.
Bruv, you know what the panic... I understand panic buying because people are sheep and people are fickle. What I don't understand is them little dickhead corner shop people that are putting their prices up.
What I heard in their defense?
It's a lie.
Wholesalers are making their things more expensive, bro, as well. I can believe that.
I don't think so. Because you know why I don't think so?
Why?
Because people are still going wholesalers and buying bare stuff. And they're not turning around saying, yo, I bought how many packs of toilet roll, but last week it was a 10 and now it's 30 quid.
You see if they're trying shit.
Of course they are. Why wouldn't they? Because that stops you from confronting them face to face.
Listen.
Now, hold on, hold on, listen. For me. This is my issue with them doing that.
The people that they're shagging are the local community that go into them shops every single day, buy a chocolate bar, buy a drink, buy a this, buy a that. You're taking a piss, bruv. Like, you're actually taking a piss. Like, you think I can just turn around and because it's Corona thing, my haircuts are now 50 quid?
You could do that.
It's premium. You could do that.
Nah, but that's a dickhead thing. Business.
You wouldn't stand principle.
I can't stand
it. But you could
that.
Do that and people would pay the price.
I can't.
It's disrespectful, though.
Exploitation.
I can't stand
but you could.
Because I'm doing it to people that have been supporting me for as long as I've been in
it's not
business.
A support thing, innit? It's a money thing, fam.
Nah, bro. That's a
you see the brothers that bought like 17,000 hand sanitizers?
Yes. Yes.
I was shutting them on Amazon. And then after a while, Amazon locked it all off. And now they don't know what to do with it. And one of them is that they're going to give it away to charity or blah, but they got 17,000.
What, they're rich?
Yep, they found out about the virus and they went round picking them up left, right and centre. They got, you know them big lorries, them American, they were picking them up. 17,000, started shipping them out for like $10 or $20 on however much they could on Amazon, made bare money after a while, and then Amazon locked it all off, innit, because like people were complaining, and eBay did the same, and now they're stuck, and they might be getting in trouble.
Good.
But I just think, like, you know what, it's good, because they shouldn't be doing that, they shouldn't be trying to exploit people in a time of global crisis, but that epitomises the capitalist system. Sometimes we can't pretend our system is set up for people to exploit other people. Supply and demand.
I don't deny that, but I think as humans...
And what is it? The one core business, sorry D, the root of business, is you have to find a need and serve it.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
I agree with that, but you see...
Yeah, but they were taken away... from people, like they didn't need to go out and buy everyone's thing.
How much?
Well,
how
some
much,
of them they
they're
bought
not providing
dead stock.
Something that
some
wasn't
of them
there.
They bought dead stock.
How much were they selling it for? $10 as opposed
10,
to
10, 20,
right?
Like 30,
now,
whatever.
What do these things go for?
Like one,
right? So even if you hit them for five, or if you just doubled it, just a double bubble, you still doubled your P. But you're like, come on, bro. Honestly, like everyone said this, and I'm not pertaining to be no gangster or no bad man. If I've walked into the shop and I've seen that one of these local keepers have marked up something stupidly, like hand sanitizer, and it's needed. It's not like I'm just buying it for the sake of it. It's needed. And I can see the original price on there. I'm putting the original price on the counter and I'm walking out with the thing. Brother, you see, like back in the day, we just accepted them shopkeepers selling all of them Lucozades that said not for individual sale. We just entertained it. We just entertained it. I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to give you that one because you thought of it, I didn't. I'm going to give you that one. It was only Femi running around selling chin chin and whatever he was selling in school. I'm going to give you that one. But you see now...
You selling chin chin?
No, I sold donuts. I had a chocolate called Triples and I sold CDs. What, allegedly?
Yeah.
Allegedly. Mega mix CD.
Allegedly sold... I made so much money. Allegedly.
Man, I'm probably taking a piss.
Say it again.
Saying these men are probably taking a piss.
Bro, you're taking... And,
but I think your system... Your system... On. Your economic system allows for people to do that.
Yeah, you know what? I say send them home. I say send them home.
Huh?
I say send them home.
Do you want to stop talking about coronavirus?
Yeah, might as well. Has anyone seen the ZZ?
That's that ZZ. I was with her on Saturday.
Okay.
I went to the Getz concert, which was incredible. DW got a mad response. The next day, my brethren from France said...
brethren from France.
He was vexed at me.
Why?
For going out to a concert.
Why?
He said, how dare you go to, like, why would you go to a concert? It's so risky. You're risking your family's life. Like, you've got work to do. You can't be out here.
Hey. Yeah, go on.
He's just angry. Like, I'll read the messages. Just angry. Like, bro, like.
You know what?
Like, France was in their way to being on lockdown. And let me read the messages quickly to you guys. It's kind of funny. Because I put up a video of me at Getz, and he messaged me saying, he said, bro, was this last night? I goes, yes, sir, people here don't really care, we're just living our lives. He goes, damn, be prepared. I goes, I went clubbing afterwards as well. He goes, I said, is Paris on lockdown? He goes, almost, Monday we are done. This is serious, bro. I goes, bro, I'm trying to carry on like normal. People here are not really that bothered, to be honest. He goes, bro, honestly, this is not a normal situation. Trust me, once in a lifetime type of situation. Don't want to be an alarmist, but I'm just being honest. We have a show to make, as in me and him, after this crisis. Stay safe with your family. It's just a month or all to be safe for years.
You know what? I'm starting to like more and more people like that who are taking it seriously. Because it's real, bro. Mm. Like I think it's what's the word? I can't remember the word, but I just think it's very foolish to think that we're immune to it, like real talk, irrespective of what I've been saying for the last week or whatever. I think it's very foolish to think that we're immune to it, and I think it's very foolish to think that if we get it, it's only affecting us, because I'm just going to self-isolate, quarantine and whatever else. Mm. The amount of people that are around us, our parents, our grandparents, do you know what I mean? Like, I just think, look, like, if we all just stopped everything for like a couple of weeks, see where we get. Hopefully it stops the spread of the virus. Because you see, like, man like Darren, like yourself, Ace, man's vulnerable, cuz. Like, I was chatting to somebody today.
Darren?
Yeah, Darren's got asthma and a couple other bits.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know I mean, maybe not a couple other things, but he's definitely got asthma. And you know, I was chatting to somebody today who really cares about you, Ace. Like, real talk.
Stop caring about me. It's fine.
You fool.
I'm joking.
Like, real talk, they was like, nah, please, chat to Ace. I know it's going to be... Gonna
be bored. I mean, everyone's on me today. Why did you go work? And da-da-da. Yeah, I'm not... I'm off work for the next 2 weeks.
And you're getting paid from... I'm not getting paid from...
I hear you. So I'm going to... I mean, I got my quarantine snacks ready to go.
Yeah?
Loaded
what,
up...
What are your snacks?
Loaded up the PS4. Bought some new bits for it. I'm taking the CDJs home today.
I bet you bought their baby lotion.
Yeah, I'm going to...
beer baby lotion.
Got the Pornhub premium. No, I'm joking.
Really paid for that.
But yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm just going to be in the house for the... I'm actually looking forward to just doing nothing. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I've thought about it, yeah. Like, you've seen my house.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, I've got a big park that I can run around and do two
what
exercise.
What do you mean? You've got a park in your
I've
garden?
I've got a park right next to my house. Like, like obviously, you hit the roads, innit? Like, you jog on the roads, bloody, bloody, blah. I don't know how serious it will be in regards to when we
should I tell you the truth, though? What I've noticed near my house, like, a lot more people jogging.
Yeah.
I've been quite confused by it.
There was bear joggers out
there. Yeah, I'm quite confused. I've seen more joggers. Like, I've noticed.
They're trying to get healthy, bro.
No, but it's too late, fam.
They don't know that. Trying to get healthy. It's like people hitting the gym in July. Damon,
it's wild.
It's the same thing.
Damon, when I mean, like, I'm talking about, I've seen, like, maybe 10 to 15 times the amount of people jogging all throughout the day than I would normally see.
You know, but I can't get at them for jogging and making their lives.
No, I just think it's mad. Like, and it's like in that whole Camden, I've been driving around Camden, like that's like the area I live in. Like, in that whole Camden, there's just people jogging everywhere.
Yeah, why not? But I'm just thinking, how did we get here? Because we were talking about ZZ and.
Oh, ZZ. And Miley. So we were talking about ZZ.
You said you were.
I went to the Getz concert, which was sick. Went like DWE come out, went off, and like he just went off. Like, it's just the Getz concerts are interesting because he performs these like proper, like deep song, you know, like his mature songs,
yeah.
And like he gets a response, but when he starts doing the Getz
energy,
the top three selected,
all that, yeah, you see the crowd,
are you mad?
It's like people, it's like. It's like a stampede, you know, like, you know, like in Lion King, where the hyenas or whatever, like when not the hyenas, the ones
wildebeest,
that run, the wildebeest, when they're running, when they're doing their little, that's what, it goes off. And then in between all of that, it brought out DWE, people went off their rocker, mate.
I can imagine.
It was like mad.
That's proper grind fans, though.
I'm talking, it was just incredible. I've never, like, the energy was electrifying. Anyway, so I left there.
How did you feel about that each thing?
What he said about grime?
Yeah.
We spoke about this last week, though, you know?
I don't think we did.
We did.
Did we?
We did, yeah, we did.
What did we say?
Oh, no, maybe we spoke about
off
mic.
No, we spoke
about
off mic.
We did speak about off mic.
Yeah, we did speak about
the age thing, what did I think about it? I thought you could say what he likes, because it's freedom of speech. And I think
I kind of agreed with what H said.
It's kind of sad. You know why it's sad?
Why?
I'll tell you why it's sad. Someone once said to me, yeah.
It's just a wrong statement.
No. Someone once said to me that, you see, like, all UK urban music, yeah, it should have all just been called grime or, like, the same name.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree.
No, wait. Let me finish. Or the same name. Because, you see, Big L, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does that music sound like Lil Uzi Vert?
No, but it's still hip-hop. But I hear what you're saying. Because if, like, for instance, like...
Does Jay-Z even sound
right.
Like...
You're right. I grew up on Jay-Z, Biggie and Nas or
do
whatever.
Do they sound like anything that comes out of hip-hop?
The new...
Do they sound like the
They
pop?
Don't.
Is it under the same umbrella, though?
Huh?
It's all hip-hop.
The same.
But in terms of, like, the Is Grime Dead thing, yeah? It's not dead. Because there's always, like you just went to a concert.
There's a market, but it's not going to be.
It's not popping.
It's not going to be the number one chart.
No, but it's not dead though.
No. But it's like that. You know, but it's like that kind of most deaf music.
Fam, is jungle dead? Is jungle dead?
It is kind of dead.
No, it's not.
No.
Skibidi tours Australia.
No, I hear that.
Don't go on Skibidi if it's jungle's dead. It's not dead.
But I'm saying it's kind of like a cult following, isn't it?
But it's not dead though.
It's
not
Tarantino,
popping,
isn't it? Quentin Tarantino's got like a cult.
Yeah, it's not
that
popping.
Follow everything he does.
But it's
you
not
know what
dead.
It is? It's
That's
all
not dead. I don't think it's dead, but it's not. It's not like a what that.
It's old school garage. Is old school garage dead?
No, it could never be to me.
It's not dead.
Not to me.
It can't be dead. As long as there's Back to 95 every month.
You know what's mad?
It's not dead.
No one said it's dead.
No, people have said people say because it's not popping. I didn't say that. He said they don't care about it.
He said, like, little kids don't care, but
young people don't.
And that's true. That's true. They don't care. They don't care, but it's not dead.
That's not dead.
If no one said it's dead, why are we having a conversation?
I have no idea. Let's keep it moving.
No, because actually people imputed that he said it was dead.
But he didn't actually say that, right?
They actually said even imputed. I feel like even AJ Tracy went in a little bit more on grime artists. A little bit more in that interview. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. They're young guys.
The world is their oyster.
Hey! They're young guys. They're making millions. Literally. And like, you know, let them do their thing, man. They can say whatever they like.
You know what? You're absolutely right. They can say whatever they like. But why say whatever you like?
That's true, though. That's what a lot of people... It's disrespectful.
But it becomes disrespectful. Like, why? Why?
No, you know why?
Why do you feel... So why are you looking at a set type of people that do a particular thing and you feel that... You understand?
Do you know why?
I've got enough... My balls have dropped that much that I can say something.
Yeah.
Like, bro, these man, real talk, they these man have done all of these things that paved you're saying is no one's interested no more. If they weren't here, you wouldn't be doing what you was doing.
It's true.
D, but we have this thing on our shoulder that we're trying to keep it real. So we say what we feel like we have to say, keeping it real. So if you feel that way, why not say it?
Because I tell you, no.
Everything is a feel.
Should I tell you what it is as well?
But we go around, everyone does it.
Should I tell you what it is?
I can keep it as real as I want.
No.
Just
should
because
I tell
someone at interviews did, why should I change my opinion?
No.
To gravitate. That's how he felt. He said, kids that he hang around with, they don't listen to the team.
Should I tell you what it is as well? You know, like when you're young, yeah, and the olders are like, pay homage to me, man. Mm. I set the way for you.
Mm.
And like the olders just keep saying that to you. Like, you lot wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. Do you think any youth wants to hear that?
Not nowadays.
You see that point there, which was the original point of this part of the conversation. I honestly just feel sometimes, if I just know your place, it might get boring. And I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about these young people who are like, because at the end of the day, you see where I'm at now. Yeah, and how we're dealing with... not necessarily now, because we've got other things to worry about. You see, when we're dealing with stop and search and racism from the police and from the government and this and that and that, I don't think I heard it that much when I was growing up, but I heard it a few times that, bro, if it wasn't for us, man, as in your elders, you would not be able to walk down the Cali, over there. That, you understand? And it's like, whatever, you man are tired. As I've gotten older, it's like, nah, fam, man, he just needs to know his place. Man needs to... nod and show homage to them man there, because what their man was dealing with, it might not be the same now. And obviously you've got people like Wiley that I think Wiley will rant for 15 minutes to make a 5 second point, and a lot of the stuff that Wiley says does make sense, but you're just all over the gap. You're just very much all over the gap. So by the time you make your point, people don't care. People are just questioning, are you a crackhead, you know, this and that and that. But I really 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 don't see. And you know what, if one of the ones where, if you don't agree, I'm not saying you just got to hold it, but yes, you got to hold it. Just by virtue of the fact that the man are older.
Do you think times have changed in terms of, you know, back in the day, for example, yeah, I come into the barbershop, you're an older man.
Yeah.
So I would never square up to you just for the fact that you're older.
Yeah.
It's straight respect. Whereas nowadays, they don't care. So that's why things can be said and misconstrued. And they can.
But you know what it is? Because they're not getting G-checked. They're not.
No. Bruh, but you know why? Talk. Do you know why? Because man ain't G-checking them.
Right.
And man ain't G-checking
them.
There's
a reason. There's a reason why. Yeah, there's a reason why this shop. I can't talk about other shops. But there's a reason why. And it's not because of the barbers. It's the barbers and the community and the customers that just won't allow certain things to happen.
Mm.
Leave that at the door, bro. Mm. Not here. This ain't one of them places over there.
Mm.
Like, and I'm not talking about physical violence, but you see, like in America, when certain men get out of place, and whether we agree with it or not, you've got the rapper that we would done that interview with, my son. You've got man like T.I. You've got these people that, no, we'll stand up and like, no, rude boy, don't come with that over here. Mm. Know yourself, bruv. Like, know yourself. And it's not necessarily a case of, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be doing this, or you wouldn't be doing that. But I think, sometimes certain people need to get G-checked and know your place, bruv.
Mm.
Because they are running wild. Bruv, like, I don't care what kind of chicken that you're eating and how many times you're going gym and banging out how much weight, bruv. Man's an older guy to you.
No, but let the youths also express their opinions, innit? Because the kids are the future.
Absolutely. But
so if the kids, if the kids want to say, yeah, no other kids my generation listen to grime, they can.
Bruv, they can say
you
that.
Know what, though? Do you know what the funny thing is? Do you know the funny thing is? Can you see yourself being, say, for example, can you be an actor but not know great actors? But you can't name another great actor? Because there's kids like, say, for example, say my girl's brother will say to me, yeah, he wants to be a dual artist and this and that. And I say to him, oh, do you know Kano? He says, no. And I think, I can't take you serious. You don't even know Kano.
You know what's funny?
He's looking at me like, who's Kano?
Well, Kano's not relevant to drill.
You're right. He's not relevant, but he's still...
To drill.
No, not, but it's still a ricochet effect right. from
let's put the,
rhyme.
Let's
like
put
saying,
that into today's context. Did you see the interview that Tiny Temper done?
No, I can't.
Which one?
Right. So in the interview, I can't remember who it was, but in the interview, he talks about only recently, and I'm talking very recently...
Billy Ocean.
Knowing that Billy Ocean was black.
That's why.
And when he was growing up, I don't know how recently this was, he didn't know who Gabrielle was.
What?
Like,
and Gabrielle?
And
One Eye.
One Eye.
Dreams. He must be taking a mic.
Okay, you don't have to sing the whole tune.
So you go with this one then.
So, and it's kind of with what you're saying, it's like, can you be that deep in the music industry and not know these people? I might give Billy Ocean a squeeze, but you see Gabrielle, bro,
shall we be real?
Go on, she's UK as well.
Shall we be real?
Bro.
It should be real. You see a lot.
So is Billy Ocean, kind of.
Billy Ocean's UK as well.
Is he UK?
Yeah.
I
would assume.
Like, do you know, the thing is,
bro, Billy Ocean had a song on, what is it, Beverly Hills Cop?
He's British.
Come on, bro.
Well, we say that, but he's got accent.
Yeah, but the thing is about a lot of these youths, rappers know about rappers. Drill artists, now subgenres go into subgenres. Mm. So if youths are into drill, they know about drill.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying? So they don't know about
anything else.
They'll know about Chief Keith, they'll know everything about drill, but not anything about Kano.
But that to me is sad, though, because I'm just thinking, back in the day, if you wanted to do music, surely you'd have to have your history, you know your
fam,
history.
Fam, we were in the barbershop one time. And the youths, like, they were like, they've never listened to a Nas album.
See?
Yeah.
This is a joke.
I come in the other day, you lot was playing Mobb Deep, and they was just laughing at, like, oh, look how big their jeans were, and that. Like, I'm like, rah.
Yeah, but
this was the thing when I was younger. Like, they were laughing at them, man, for wearing baggy jeans.
They were ready to chop man up.
That was it.
You get me?
They're like, why are they wearing them big jeans? I was like, well,
that's my skis.
But then...
It's just a different era. You just have to accept that it's a different era. Like, and this is the thing. This is why, rather than trying to, like, make the youths bow down to man, just, like, you lot do your thing. You've got your point. But it's the presentation. I have no problem.
But then you are open to disrespect, though.
No,
certain comments that
you've got. You know what? It's the presentation. It's the way they dropped it. And the way in the interview they went in on like just for no reason, they could have just said, you know what, we're trying to diversify our sound.
Yeah,
like I do grime, we'll do grime, but not really. It's not really our focus right now. Can we move on? But they went in on grime for
but
no
reason.
But
you know what? Do you know why I think you should show how much? Because at the end of the day, you're probably going to make more money than that person you're paying homage to. Because these
always
say for example H and.
Always.
That's with everything. That's in football. Always. That's in everything.
So that is how you show your humbleness. That's how you be humble. You show you how much.
No, always. Always. No, standard. Always. Because
you're killing it anyway. I can't come in the game and just rip Tiny Temple, but I'm making.
Do you know what's mad? Sometimes. Why? Do you know sometimes what I think about? You know, like Troy Deeney might end up making more money from kicking ball than Ian Wright from kicking ball.
Yeah. Standard.
He probably does.
Do you know how what that is though? Like, you know when you really take it in? Mad. Like, and like, you see Alan Shearer and them, man, yeah, they've not really touched the money like Rashford's touching.
No way.
Rashford's probably made more money from kicking ball, like, so far, in these, like, 4 or 5 seasons playing Premiership, than Alan Shearer.
Right, but that's no why point, you play humble.
At no point will you ever see Rashford or Troy Deeney
saying who's Alan Shearer.
Any other man there.
Can't do that.
No
never.
Way.
Never ever.
No, you're right.
Never ever.
No way, bro. That's the arrogance never that no ever. One wants to see.
Like, boy, big up Noel Clark again. Big up Noel Clark. He bust me. Big up Noel Clark. He bust me.
The people that come after, that's their job.
No, to be fair, let me just clear this up. To be fair, you see, none of us would be making films if it weren't for Noel Clark. I wouldn't be making films.
So maybe
if
that's his point.
No, I'll be real. I wouldn't have got that idea that a black youth, me as a black youth, can make a film. If no, because like, it's the arrogance of youth. I remember like when I made my first film, I was like, "Raw, Noel Clark's made a film. Adam Deacon's made a film." In that year, I decided I wanted to make a film. Adam made a film. My brethren Arjun made a film with Jason Mazza. Jamie Winston produced a film, and Plan B made a film. And I was like, "Nah, if all the people that I've come up with are making films, I can make one too." Do you get what I'm saying? So like, to be honest, like for me. Like, I'd big up them lot, like, all of them. But ultimately, everyone got the concept. Everyone got the idea. Because Noel Clark, who was not just a black person, but a black actor. So for actors, he inspired a lot of actors as well.
Yeah.
Because he was just another actor, like, jobbing actor, like, struggling from job to job. And he was like, you know, I'm going to make a film. And he actually did it. And on top of that, he was black. So then, obviously, he meant a lot more to black kids growing up in the end. So... ultimately, big up Noel Clark for that. I'm not trying to take that away from him. Like, you know, like in terms of actually implanting that idea into everyone's head. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
You're from the ends. You too can make a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, but then, not to dwell on it, I do totally understand your point. It's like, fam, how many times are you going to tell me this? But I'm rating what you said. I've got a relationship corner. It's about the coronavirus. I find this one funny. I find this one absolutely hilarious. No,
what, they don't want to have sex because of corona?
No, not at all. So, a couple, dating for a good while, they're a couple, yeah. But they do have separate lives, separate homes, but they live at her house. They live at her house. He's got his spot, but they live at her house. They've both decided to self-isolate, but he's decided he wants to self-isolate in his own yard.
Nothing wrong with that.
She's like, should I be worried?
No.
No.
Why? She got FaceTime.
If you live together.
Yeah, that's odd still.
Why do you now want to self-isolate in your own yard?
Because he wants his own space.
Yeah, maybe he just knows that she's a nut job after a while.
That's all it is.
Why does he want his own space?
Because sometimes you want your own space,
man. Remember Montserration?
Sometimes you just want your own team. That's it.
I'm not going to let this happen to you.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying. Sometimes you just want your own
space.
She's
got a problem with him.
But then, so what are you saying? He's looked at the situation and thought, can I be in the house?
Can I just? I'm
with
say,
this woman.
Everything I say in the next 2 minutes has got nothing to do with me. But what I'm saying is, yeah, some men go to work because that is their time away from their partner.
Or football, whatever.
Or go and do podcasts on a Tuesday night. Whatever you do.
It's actually Wednesday morning.
So or whatever I'm you do, that is your time away from your partner. You go home to your partner and you spend those hours with your partner, and that's the time you want to spend with your partner. When we're talking about 14 days with just you and one other person,
look, I'm
not going to do that.
I'm in full agreement that
imagine, would you rather be one of your homies?
Nah, because you lot piss me off as well. I'm not talking about me, sir. I'm not talking about me.
Really?
What happens to say? Like,
really?
I wouldn't want to spend 14 days with Femi, Lee, or Damon. I wouldn't want to spend 14 days with you. I just wouldn't.
That's I'm a bit hurt, bro.
I'm just saying I wouldn't.
So we couldn't go on a 2-week holiday?
Ace, we did 6, man.
Yeah, but on a 2-week holiday, you're going to... At some point, we're going to have our own time.
Me, Femi, and Vic, we was together every day.
No, you wasn't.
I didn't even
We was.
Femi went and did his own
thing. I pulled up, though. I pulled up
No, he dipped out at night.
Exactly. And sometimes I slept at their
house. He dipped out at night.
No, but he still wasn't with him all day, every day.
We was together every day, fam.
For how long?
Every day. To this day.
To this day.
For how long?
For the like length, 10 days, 11
for
days.
The length of the holiday.
Imagine a man in jail.
Again, I wasn't talking about me anyway. I'm happy to be in
jail. Imagine a man in jail.
With Michaela for 14 days.
Look. One cell. For like 6 months.
Well, they get wrecked and all that. But look, what my man's basically saying, yeah, is he don't want to spend 2 weeks with his missus in the same yard in close proximity. Now, is that a problem?
Shall I be real? Women are a bit annoying sometimes, though.
Femi said that, not me.
Do you not think that if women had their podcast, they wouldn't say the same thing?
She's going to listen to this eventually and be angry with me, yeah? But sometimes she would just be sat next to me asking me mad random questions that will never happen. You know, bare hypothetical questions.
But you're the intelligent guy. You proved that on today's podcast.
No, they're not intelligent questions.
14 days with my wife.
You see my wife?
You're the intelligent guy.
You see my wife here? My wife's actually smarter than me. Like, I'll be real. Statistically.
Yeah.
She went to Cambridge. She went to LSE.
Is she on the roads?
She's not on the roads. But that's the only thing.
Okay.
But my wife is actually, like, you know, like, on a smart one.
Okay.
She did law. I did LSE. She went Cambridge. Cambridge better. And then she did a master's. And she went LSE. So she went to my uni and came. You know what I mean? She does her thing. Yeah. Okay. So she don't need to ask me nothing about nothing because you're smart in your corner, innit?
But she just wants to make conversation, bro.
Sometimes about the smart ones, the common sense ones.
Sometimes.
My girl ain't like mad academic, but when it comes to common sense, she doppies me sometimes. I'm like, bro.
I thought you were going to monster.
She'll body me with the common sense. I'm like, where the fuck do you know this? Where the hell is this information coming to your brain? Like,
where do you get this statistics?
You know, but, there, and I'm
to
just
be
like,
fair,
huh?
I've seen you and your missus in the club, yeah? And this is what I see when I see Lee and his missus walk in the club. They walk into the club together. Lee sees his man them, gets excited, goes to the bar,
yeah,
starts pouring liquor down his throat, and he starts whiling. He sees his missus. She just scopes out the club. She goes to one corner, goes to another corner, You see, by the time she's hit the fourth corner, we saw what Lee was doing at my birthday.
It's time to
and
go,
she's
yard.
Just cool. She's just there. Right, I've seen everyone in the club. All right, cool, bloody. Lee's wild.
Yeah, he's a wild
dude. You're wild, so I get that. You're reckless. Yeah.
No, I get excited.
You're like a headless chicken.
Yeah.
I'm
guilty of that. You know what? I get carried away with a good time.
Yeah.
Anything to have a good time, I'm on it.
Mm.
She's not. She knows the time and the place and...
Yeah, to let her hair down.
I'm going to miss Raven.
It's not going to be forever, Ace. It's not going to be forever.
Oh, remember when we used to go raving?
Can you imagine if it got like that?
Imagine we would have got a rave by FaceTime now.
Can you imagine?
Oh. Mad!
Can you imagine how you'd have to move to girls?
It's insane.
I'm FaceTiming you, but I see a thing in the... Go back. No, walk back, Ace. No, to your left, Ace. To your left, Ace. Pan the camera, cuz.
Oh, man.
It's wild.
Peak times. Anyway. I need to shut someone up.
Do you have this thing in the back of your mind that... When they say, okay, now it's all clear, no corona, it's going to be mad. That
what
weekend.
Man's going to be out and about.
Everyone's
going to
be on it.
I think he's going to ease into it. Yeah, a graduation.
It's going to be that thing.
Because I think people are still going to be weary.
Bro, I'm care now. I'll go out now.
Alcoholics like yourself will be on, will be on it.
As long as I know this thing can't kill me. It's not like I'm seeing man on the street dead. That's a different thing. That's self-isolate without nothing. But now, I've got raving now. I don't care. I don't even mind catching the thing.
And that's why...
No, but I don't even mind catching the thing.
And it's people like you that will spread the thing.
No, but I'll... Listen. Let me say. Anyway, you know how hard it is out there.
If some people just want to get
if
it.
If I had the thing, maybe I'll be driving with the thing.
Hilarious.
I've got peas to get. I like thee. Said, you want to cut extra man with that thing? Yeah, well, this is it. Yeah.
Shouting at
salute to Debbie. She sent me a DM this week saying, asking, she was like, her corona worries were, are you guys going to put our episode this week? Like, we're here. Don't worry, we've done it.
People have questioned, are we going to be, even you said something about, are we going to be
I want to put out, should I put this out on the podcast?
No, no, no.
Actually, no. If it happens, it happens.
Just hit
but
it with them, yeah.
We'll do that. But Salita Debbie, ideas. She says she listens every week and it helps with her anxiety. So massive shout out to
her. Go on.
Massive shout out to you. Big up to everybody.
Go on.
We're going to be, go on.
I need to shout out a happy birthday. I need to send a happy birthday out to one of my closest compadres, Niels. It was her birthday last week and I forgot to shout her out. She ain't said nothing about it, but cool, whatever. Happy birthday. You know who it is? It's the one that who her mum told her that you can swim.
Her mum told me that I can swim?
No, remember I told you that story about there's a girl that listens whose mum, she was on holiday and she jumped off the boat. Oh,
very funny.
Yeah, it was her. Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday to anybody else who's celebrating a birthday. You're not going to be able to celebrate, actually, other than just being in your house. Going out a candle.
That is so bread. Sad.
That's mad.
Imagine I won't be able to spend, like, do you want to tell me some more funny things about Corona?
Go on.
So, I had my WrestleMania trip planned, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I remember getting
we're Florida. Obviously,
we're going
to
come.
We can't fly to the States, and no one from Europe can fly to the States, and they don't want to cancel WrestleMania, so they're doing it in an empty building.
That's dead.
No fans.
That's going to be dead.
Just wrestlers.
That's dead.
That's probably one of the worst things.
It's going to be
so dead. Remember last week when they had European football? They had the Champions League.
Yeah.
And
my man scored a bad boy goal.
Neymar scored a goal.
Igalo scored a bad boy goal.
Forget Igalo, he plays for Man United. Neymar scored a goal. And Lee, the way he ran around celebrating, there was no one in the stadium. It was so weird to watch. It's like,
start training, isn't it?
Who are you celebrating to? There was nobody in the stadium. So this wrestling thing, I think that's probably one of the worst ideas I've heard.
Yeah, a lot of money's been spent. So they're
what for though? What about? Come on, bro.
It's like pay per view, innit? So people are still gonna buy it on like online.
Could boxers do the same thing?
Yeah, probably.
With no atmosphere.
What's the next big fight coming up? Wilder Fury 2.
Yeah.
No. Well,
when is that? June,
fight,
July.
The next fight is.
It's gonna be.
Is
AJ?
Is AJ and.
When's that?
Some guy.
What's May the 2nd? Canelo and thing in it.
So these are going to be boxing matches with just the boxers in the ring.
Mm.
Interesting.
It's a bit mad.
Wild. Let's just have this cleared up before my big 4-0.
When is your birthday? September. That's dead, fam. Allow it.
So it's going to be me in the house on FaceTime.
That's like porno with no sound, isn't it?
Can you not watch porno with sound?
You know what's mad?
You can't watch porno with sound.
Leave.
The only way is if
I might leave indefinitely.
Leave where?
This country.
How?
I'm going to lift the truck.
Where are you going to go? Drive to Dover and get a
Nigeria,
boat?
Nigeria, bro. You can still catch planes there.
I got piss off then.
So done.
Like Virgin, basically, imagine someone told me today that Virgin basically are not paying their staff for 8 weeks. Throughout April. They've gone down from 43 flights to 6 flights in April. That's their plan. And like they're keeping, obviously, Nigeria as one of their routes. That's their highest yielding route.
They locked it down.
So in Nigeria, they test you the minute you land.
Oh, yeah.
When you're coming from here. And so they've been testing since the start of the crisis. Mm. And so Virgin are running a skeleton fleet. But anyway, anyone listening to the J Electronica album?
Yeah, not yet, you know.
What do you think of it? Have you listened to it?
You know what? I listened to it. Yeah. I banged it like all weekend. I might have listened to it for like 10 times or more.
That must be decent if you banged it 10 times.
You know what? When it's rap music like that, I like to study it, you know. It's not like...
It's hard.
It's not like a Drake album.
He needs to come here. He should drive that big Harley Davidson outside, didn't it?
Yeah.
I never saw him, man.
Yeah, he's
a bum. I've been cutting his hair for years, bro.
Is it?
He's a park it in the
I feel like Jay-Z hijacked his album, though. It wasn't necessary. What, I like Jay-Z,
Jay-Z's on every track of his album.
Apart from one.
But he's not in the track listings. Yeah, apart from one.
Like, I don't like that. I'm sorry.
Is that his management?
That's,
To Rock Nation.
Yeah, he's signed to
Rock
Nation.
Do you know what's funny? There was a thingy where Dem Man was out, like at a gathering. And Jay-Z was there. Jay Electronica was there. And somebody said to like Jay Electronica, like, yo, bro, because obviously this album's been how many years?
Long anticipated.
And man said, yeah, Jay, like, obviously you signed to Rock Nation now, like, yeah, when's this album coming out? But Jay-Z just turned and said, my man don't make music. Like, but as a, you know, like it was that bad. Yeah, it's just like, bruv, it's just dragging on now.
I think Jay-Z just went to studio and said, so what have you got? And just
this is probably a Jay-Z
album. I think Jay-Z just finished every track. Yeah. I think Jay-Z just went in there
and just finished, all the tunes.
Who's his baby mom?
Erykah Badu
in it.
No, but he was with like some Goldsmith or like some other Rothschild.
They're married. Is it?
They're married.
Yeah.
Rothschild. He's barring it.
He's finished. He's like, he doesn't need to rap.
He doesn't need to rap. Some of the places that I've cut his hair at, bro,
Femi's amazed. Bro, you don't need to rap.
If I was rich, I wouldn't have no. I wouldn't do nothing.
We can believe that.
You know. I'll tell you the truth. If I had my dough,
do you know what you kept on trying to do? And this is, bruv, I've loved this guy to bits because some of the stuff that I've experienced with this guy, but he would just ring me. So he got his Harley imported, obviously from America. Mm. See when it landed, he's like, "Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?" I'm like, nothing, well, go on. Yeah, let's just go to Scotland. What?
What's up there?
Yeah, I got my bike. Let's just go on a road trip. I said, firstly, you know how far Scotland is? Then he would turn around and say, bro, I ride across America. And okay, I'm happy for you. But I'm not riding on the back of your Harley.
You told us a story once.
That's a complete different thing.
No, you told us a story about him once, yeah, where he like was with Dizzy.
No, he wasn't with Dizzy.
Who were you with?
He was in the yard. I can't finish this story. Because it just ended up mad. But he was in the yard with Paloma Faith and a couple of her brethrens. I was there cutting his hair and he was like, "Nah, you're not leaving, we're jamming." Because he just got bored. He didn't really have a lot of brethrens over here. He just got bored. When I cut his hair, he would kind of moan that, "Bruv, you never hang around." I'm like, "Bro, because I've got a shop to run." So he's like, "Nah, you're not going nowhere. I'll pay you for like, you know, the rest of your day, blah, 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 blah." So we're there and we're just drinking. No, but it was.
It must be nice. Still,
it's cool.
Isn't it? Must be nice.
So we were just there, and it's just like me, him, Paloma.
Hold on, Lee will be like, "I'll be your taxi driver."
He would have been.
"I'll be your chauffeur."
I'll be his boy for real, boy. Let's roll.
You know what I learned from being around him and being around Kate? How fucked up the media are. They got papped coming outside of a club one night, and the article was. Jay Electronica and Kate leave West End nightclub after blazing row in the club. Kate Rothschild.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the thing is, the picture looked like what the caption said. But you know what the picture was? This is what the picture was. Kate was in front of him. The reason Kate was in front of him, because he stopped to do up his shoelace. But the picture on Kate's face was like vexed. But he just sneezed. Like, I kid you not. It was so, like, the way they explained it was so mad that I'm like, rah, they've really done this. You know, you hear all these stories from Wayne Rooney and Colleen and Beckham's and all that. It's like, bro, that story, that's just, I don't even know where that story's come from.
Yeah.
Bro, I saw so much stuff in the time that he was in the UK that was being printed about him and her that I'm just like, bro, I was with you last night. She wasn't even around. Reports of, you know, mad argument in their London home. What? I was with you for a month. Well, the media's fucked. But back to the album. The album, you know what I think the album is? I think the album is what Kanye West wanted to produce. What's that album where you're just screaming over and all of that?
Jesus.
I think they just done a much better job because there's some eclectic parts, there's some experimentation with
some of the instrumentals
sounds.
Are a bit mad.
Was it a written testimony, that one? That album.
Yeah. The album, I like it, but it's not an album that you can listen to,
party to it
on a road trip or something.
Is it like a Nas album?
Yeah, it's like a Nas album. Yeah, it really is like a Nas album.
But it's knowledge.
Factually.
It's knowledge. It's deep, bars. Black knowledge.
You deciphered it, Nan. It's basically like a Nas album. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like big spliff, a juice.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of them.
Hold
the corner. There's like two tunes on it, yeah. The last two tunes, yeah. Oh, they're just
I wheeled back a good couple of
times.
There's
one, yeah. It's like...
Never-ending story.
He's talking about he's got numbers on his phone. They can't call again. And like, talking about all their brethren that have died and all of that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mad. And then there's like... There's just tracks on it, man.
Yeah.
But there's a tune that's mad on it that I really like. The tunes that I banged. It's not even the best tune on it. But I love the way he describes So J Electronica describes a conversation he has with Puff Daddy on it.
Yeah.
On the, in his verse though. So he's talking in his verse about
yeah.
a conversation he had with Diddy, but you think he's finished talking about the convo, and then you realise he's still talking about the convo, like later on in the verse, where he's like basically just talking about, basically Diddy was like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you not making hits?
Yeah. Mm.
Like you're supposed to, you said, like basically, you need to win a Grammy. Like, why are you trying to yeah. be underground? Like, yeah. go win a Grammy. Yeah. And like, me, I keep it fly, look after my baby mums, mm. and then I'd make a remix so that they can play me twice. Like, it's a sick bar. Man. You see, like, the verse is so hard, the way it describes. You know, like, imagine me and you have that argument we had about Noel Clark or whatever, and yeah. about him bossing me and all of that. But I do a whole verse about it. Like, but detail, like, you know, one of those
it's
and
a very,
went in.
It's a very
and then, like, obviously, like, there's other tracks in it. But the tune's called Shiny Suit Theory. That's what makes it hard as well. They just got mad little, like,
yeah.
moments on it. But to be fair, I don't think Jay-Z should have hijacked the thing like that, man. I wanted... I
would have liked it if he'd done some collabos, collabos with some other,
other artists. I love Jay-Z. Like, he's one of my favourite rappers, like, ever.
Do you know what? When I was listening to it, hearing Jay-Z's voice just started to get monotonous and started to get boring after a while.
I just didn't want another Watch the Throne, like, with... Mm. Like, I just wasn't expecting it.
Mm.
I liked it when I first heard the first tune with Farrakhan at the start, you know, yeah. like, Soulja Slim. Yeah. Like, when I heard that and Jay-Z comes on it, bodies it, I'm like, yeah, this is hard.
Yeah.
And then the next tune, like, it's Jay-Z again. And then and it's like, you know yeah. what, like... I love Jay, he's my favourite, but I wanted a Jay Electronica album, not a Jay-Z one as well. But, you've got two for the price of one. Mm-hmm.
I've got a question for you, Femi, and I know it's getting late, so you need to wrap this up.
My missus texted me already. She called me bare time.
Where question. Are you?
She no, said, the chat's going on a bit long tonight.
Yeah, yeah. right, quickly, this is from Amy, one of our avid listeners. As the price of crude oil has dramatically dropped, obviously, it's a good time to invest. How would you recommend... She goes about doing it.
What, buying shares?
Investing in crude
oil. If you want to buy shares, go on. Everything's dropped, though. The price in everything's dropped.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, yeah. At the moment, the price in everything has dropped and it's still dropping. I've lost hundreds of pounds in stocks and shares recently. But, and this is the risk of it, right? Because before this big drop, I was up, like, in hundreds of pounds, if not thousands, yeah?
Mm.
But the thing is... Well, I would say, at the moment, I'm just watching. Mm. I'm literally, I've got money that I want to invest in stocks and shares that I would normally put in. Mm. Like, once I get paid, when I get paid, I invest some money now, yeah, in stocks, yeah. And at the moment, I'm not doing nothing. Mm. Like, and so I would like, for her, I would say, like, read the FT and all of that. But to go about it, you just, there's an app called Free Trade.
Mm.
It's a free app. You get it on the iPhone, and you get to place trades on the stock market either for free or for £1. So like it's nothing. So I would use that app. But then there's another app called Hargreaves Lansdown, which is what I spoke about before. But that app charges £7 to trade. So I wouldn't even use that. I use like Free Trade mainly. Mm. But what I would say for me, I'm being hesitant to buy any stocks and shares at the moment. Just because I'm just waiting to see, like, what happens a little bit. Like, when things start picking up again, they'll still be quite low anyway.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But what you don't want is, like, literally my stocks have lost a third of their value.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a long-term investment thing as well, because that money, until my money gets back up, I'm not taking it. I'm just leaving it because... Mm. But what I'm not going to do at the moment is add loads more. But... Yeah. There's the other argument, like, you know, I'm hearing another conspiracy theory is that China's done this to the world because America imposed sanctions onto them in December,
yeah,
basically. And because of that, China's recovered. They've since recovered.
Yeah.
And now they're buying up. But the rest of the world have not recovered. No one else has got money.
Mm.
So they're either going to borrow money from whoever has it, i.e. China. And China's also buying shares. Everyone shares. So, like, if you look at, like, Apple shares, every share has just dropped all-time low since 1989.
Wow.
Right? And so, if you've got money, this will happen. So, like, what happened is during the Russian revolution was that actually, like, money became... Basically, if you have money at this time, when there's a recession, is a good time to have money. And if you're a risk taker, you buy up shares and you invest, right? And then when everything recovers again, that you're money nice. Would you're nice, right? But I'm a risk taker, but I've also got a family. So at the moment, I'm like, even I spoke to my missus over there. I'm like, should I buy like loads of shares? She was like, yeah, you should. But then I'm like, nah, because I'd rather just know that I've got a lump sum sitting there.
Just in case.
Just in case, because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, if I need that money, I want to make sure it's there rather than, like, tied up in some shares or whatever. But they're easy to sell. You can sell it in minutes. Like, you can buy it on the same day and sell it in minutes. But ultimately, I am choosing at the moment, personally, not to do nothing, but I'm in two minds because this could be a good opportunity to invest in loads of things and make money. You know, but I'm in two minds.
A roulette table, yeah? And you got all your peas in front of you.
Yeah.
And you know you're just going like this and it's spinning. But you don't even, it ain't stopped yet, it's just spinning. And you're just going like this.
Mm. Absolutely. You're at that time. And so it's just like, for Kate, if you want to invest, yeah. I would invest a lot of money in anything at the
Her
moment.
Name's Amy, but cool.
Sorry, Amy. Sorry.
I've got five bills. What can I do?
Actually, give it to me. Can we wrap up, please?
All right. So it's that 1 o'clock. Bloody
yes,
hell.
Late. All right. Till next week.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Or whenever we give you some more content. Rate, subscribe, comment. Peace. Later.